In my unredeemed state, which thank God goes back a bit now, I don't take any risks at all. I would always go to the same place I went on holidays last time. I love doing that. I love going always to the same place. I love doing the same things. I read the same books. Let's be honest, some others do that as well. I actually enjoy the way of relaxing that we pick up a book that knows what the ending is going to be. Now, I know some of you will think that's terribly boring, but it works for me. And after all, we all read the gospel. And if you don't know what the ending of that is, you've got a problem. I find that relaxing, doing the same things, having routines. My beloved father, who has not been with us for some time now, had the same breakfast for 25 years. Now that's sane. That's seriously sane. So my natural place is sitting in a corner doing the same things. Only God says, would you like to come out that corner, Alison? Would you like to step forward? Would you like to do something different? And what God says in effect is, actually, if you want to walk with me, you're going to have to come out the corner. You're going to have to be willing to do the different things. So I learned, and I married a risk taker anyway, I learned about taking risks, about doing new things. That's what God requires us. And that's what the best of Methodism is doing. We are on the move. We are beginning to take those risks that are the right risks to take, and beginning to recognize once again that actually failure is not the problem. It's not trying that's the problem. Scripture offers us the Gamaliel test. If it's of God, it'll work. And if it isn't, it won't, and we can find something else instead, because God will. And we need to learn to take those risks again. So having said that about some of the positives of the travel, I want to offer you, and this is the real reason for the bit of paper, so that I don't miss it, I want to offer you just some of the challenges that I think stand in front of us today. This is only some of them. You may think of lots more, and if you do, come up and tell the rest of the conference about them. But this is some of them. The challenge to sit lightly to our buildings and our Sundays. Most of the growth, most of the new happening, most of the things that are getting really, really exciting are actually not happening on a Sunday. And don't let people tell you that means they're not proper church. That is such a sad statement. You might like to decide how you define proper church. And if you can't work it out, the assistant secretary of the conference has got three very good phrases that work really well. No, I didn't warn him I was going to do that, but he knows what they are. We don't have to do it on a Sunday for it to be proper, do we? Yes, of course we need to celebrate Resurrection Day, which is what somebody said to me when I said we don't need to do it on a Sunday. But we can do that as well. And if we're working with people who desperately, deeply need a Sunday service for their nourishment, we can work out how to supply that and supply the new things during the week, the different things during